Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. To New South Wales, Jeremy Zakas reporting on positive southern annular mode. Sounds good. This is springtime in Australia. It is a continent, I'm always reminded, as the weather has different faces across this vastness, just as it does in the continent of North America. However, I'm learning. Jeremy, a good day to you. What is a positive southern annular mode? Is that a good thing? Good day.
G'day, John. Yes, in short, the southern annular mode, a positive one at that, is a very good thing in summer. And I'll tell you why, because the southern annular mode in summer actually creates wet weather systems that push moisture onto the Australian continent and cause a decent amount of rain just before our summer period hits. And by causing that decent amount of rain, it actually slows the start of summer. It cools down the temperatures. It actually means that the really hot, dry winds that we get from the north aren't quite here yet. And it gives us a little bit of reprieve before we start the hot, hot summer. And what the actual mechanism is, John, which is the most interesting part, is that the southern annular mode, when it's in the positive sense in summer, is actually a series of low-pressure systems to the south of Australia, so between Australia and Antarctica, that actually causes the very cool, dry air from Antarctica to stay south. But what it also does is it naturally cools the air and temperature just in the southern part of Australia, allowing the moisture to come in from the tropics, basically mix in with the air and create these really wet weather systems. So it kind of gives a balancing act to a really, really dry and hot continent and a really, really cold Antarctica, just enough to give us that little bit of water that we need. So, John, this is a good thing for now, but of course, as with everything in Australia, good things can turn bad, because while we've had a lot of rain right now, we're about to get a lot of growth, so a lot of bushland's about to be growing and a lot of grasslands about to be growing just before we probably get a very hot, catastrophic summer that's probably going to have a lot of bushfires right now. So, John, I'm taking the rain while we can, but honestly, the southern annular mode, a double-edged sword. It's good, but it can also lead to terrible consequences.
Do you have heat in New South Wales?
We actually don't right now, which is also the curious thing. We've had really warm temperatures about 2 weeks ago. So we're talking around the 90s, even to 100 Fahrenheit. We had a couple of 35-degree days here in Sydney, and it's gone back to cool. And when I say cool, we're still around about the 70s to 80s during the peak of the day, and then we'll drop down to maybe the 40s, 50s at nighttime, but really not what we get in springtime anytime. But when you move just a little bit to the left of the map, so you start heading a little bit further west and you go into, say, the borderland region between Victoria and between South Australia, they are getting really, really intense heat. In fact, over the weekend, we had 40-degree temperatures reported in some parts of South Australia. So that's around about 110 degrees Fahrenheit. And Victoria as well, on the very western side of Victoria, so this is the non-coastal side, they had incredibly hot temperatures too. So around about 100 Fahrenheit, followed by really, really high winds. So we're not getting the heat, John, but if you just move a little bit left of the map and start heading inland, they are getting the heat. So it's a really topsy-turvy sort of weather system right now.
We're paying attention to the whole continent. I see the west, Western Australia, is uniformly warm up and down the coast. In the north, it's patchy. How about Queensland? Is it hot there?
Queensland's got its natural tropical heat. So it's not hot, hot. So we're not talking, say, the 100 Fahrenheit, the really high temperatures, but they're getting around about 80, 90 consistently. But the real big difference with Queensland, as always with Queensland, is it is very, very humid, and it's also very, very wet. So we're starting to see the tropical moisture bands coming in from the north, creating a lot of rain around the Brisbane area, so southern Queensland, but also up in the northern part, starting to get those tropical storm cycles where you get a lot of rain in the afternoons, fairly warm and muggy mornings, followed by, again, very violent storms towards the evening. So they are starting to get into that cycle. So far, touch wood, there's been no cyclones, no evidence of large superstorms, which is partly because of the positive southern annular mode actually tempering and balancing a lot of our temperatures and moisture. But I dare say, John, probably about a month or so when we start to remove the southern annular mode and we start to go into the next La Nina and Indian Ocean dipole phase, that's where we'll probably start to see the cyclones and even warmer temperatures up in Queensland.
I spoke with Buenos Aires 24 hours ago. Springtime there too. They're in the southern hemisphere. Very good weather. Very, very nice, friendly, temperate weather. Have you had that? Just a nice spring day, or do you swing between cold and hot?
We've had, I could probably count on one hand, maybe two or three really truly nice spring days. And these are days that are around about 20 degrees Celsius, so, about mid-70s and no wind and beautiful and blue skies. But honestly, John, no, as you said, we're swinging between cold and dry and then going to really hot and warm and then really hot, wet and warm. And then we'll go back to cold, rainy, then back to dry for a little bit. So every other day it's different. And this coming week is really going to be no different. We're getting forecasts right now saying we could get rain towards the end of the week, but we're probably going to have some hot, dry temperatures over the next couple of days. But having said that, the temperature does change 48 hours out almost without fail right now. So they can forecast 7 days out as much as they want, but the Bureau of Meteorology themselves are even struggling to keep up with the weather systems because it does change so rapidly.
Keeping an eye on the weather because it's springtime coming summer, and that means fire season. We're going camping with Eastern brown snakes when we come back. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zachas. Right back on a camping trip to Victoria.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.